This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Radidio to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world on the internet and the satellite. And we want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out to the truckers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where he's got all his bags packed and he's ready to go, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. When are you leaving?
Hey, Captain. Oh, well, you know, we talk about it a lot, and if an opportunity presented itself, we'd take a serious look at that, absolutely. But I know a lot of people who have decided to go.
Yep. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the man of the hour in Washington, D.C., the man of the hour in Washington, D.C., is none other than West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. Yep, hi-yo, silver away, and barring any last-minute reason for him to join his colleagues in voting with them, U.S. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia has all but dashed the partisan Democratic dreams of co-opting the federal election system to form the constitutionally mandated purview of the states. Not going to happen.
Well, Captain, we can only say thank the Lord for Senator Joe Manchin.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Well, you know, it really, this is really significant. Imagine what would happen if this could get through. Now, of course, you have people saying, well, it's a Voting Rights Act, and of course that's the moniker they're trying to use for it, to get people to, it's like saying, don't you want the Clean Water Act to pass? It's that kind of thing. But it's not really about voting rights per se, but it is about, as you mentioned, the federal government co-opting local elections and state elections. And so you have people out there who think this is the only way to save democracy, but it's the opposite of saving democracy.
Hmm. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Find out more about him by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, Kyle, a report that came out yesterday exposing what the richest Americans pay or don't pay in taxes also appears to reveal a significant IRS security breakdown that potentially puts every taxpayer's most sensitive inflammation in pay or play. What are we talking about here?
Well, is this where things are online, basically, I think.
And, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Yep. You have to be very careful when you go and do an online prepare and make sure that things are the way that they are and that the things are secure. Because if not, somebody else could get a hold of your tax return and all of a sudden you've lost control of your own identity.
Well, exactly right. And typically, you know, yes, we know politicians and they will, you know, flamboyantly come out and say, here we, you know, here's my tax returns and this kind of thing. But most private citizens aren't like that, or most, some business people are not like that, and they don't want their tax returns leaked out somewhere. Absolutely.
Do you blame them?
Well, of course not, because that's there is still an idea of privacy to most people's lives. That's why we call them, you know, private lives, basically. You know, politicians might be some kind of exception because it's become a tradition. But yes, in the world where everything, literally everything, is passing through a network router somewhere, yeah, it's all vulnerable.
Okay, I hear you. And the other thing, folks, every bushel that's produced by a farmer matters. Now, we have a drought across a lot of the central part of the United States and even in the south in some areas. And that's going to keep the crop markets on edge and down for a while until we can figure out what's going to happen, where the drought is going to continue or not continue, whatever the case may be. If it's even a normal hurricane season and it's supposed to be above average, then you won't need to worry about water very long.
Well, exactly right. And of course, also, you know, depending on the amount of rainfall and so forth, you know, that is going to affect the commodity prices, for one thing, and expectations. And it used to be, I guess, you could look in the farmer's almanac and kind of figure out what things might be like, I guess. But we live in some very strange times.
As a matter of fact, you could.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had the Farmer's Almanac magazine, or I'm sorry, little book, like a little, well, it wasn't exactly a magazine. It was like a day book, about 8.5 by 11 or thereabouts, almost that size. And you could look in there and you could plan your day by it because the weather would be there for the whole year.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And oh, by the way, I know that you've heard about George P. Bush running against the Attorney General in Texas, Mr. Paxton. We now think we know why, and we'll tell you about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is going to return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You know, we've been pleased and honored with the fact that Mike Lindell reached out to us a couple of weeks ago now and checked to see if we would be interested in endorsing his product, MyPillow, and I just about fell out of my chair when I realized who I was talking to, and the answer, of course, was yes. But here's the thing. The liberals all across the country and around the world have gone after Mike Lindell in a big way, trying to discredit him, trying to do whatever they can to get his voice to be quieted. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And while many people don't agree with some of what he does, and I had to qualify his answer for the election and what he found out, I couldn't dispute the fact that he's an all-around nice guy, and he's had a really tough time of it. And now that he's found himself and he's found religion, the last 15 years he's built a company into an empire, and that empire is called MyPillow. Now, it's not just about pillows. They got pillowcases, they got sheets, they got mattresses, they've got bathrobes, they've got slippers, they got all sorts of things for the house. Bed Bath and Beyond has nothing on them because they're the ones that were making the product that was being sold at Bed Bath and Beyond. So he's got all that there, and it's all on this website, MyPillow.com. So go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at what you got there to buy. By the way, don't forget, the promo code is simply CAPTAIN. Yep, the promo code is CAPTAIN on anything that you see that's there, MyPillow.com. Now, if you want to give them a call, you can do that too, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. And don't forget, that's MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. Make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the good thing about everything when it comes up like that, MyPillow and whatnot, is you're really helping a really nice, legitimate guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, just the amount of things that are available at the MyPillow.com website is really astounding. The TV commercials don't do it justice in that sense. There's so many different things to choose from. And Mike Lindell's story is very compelling, as you were mentioning.
Yeah, and it's a true story. And, by the way, I think they made a movie out of it.
They might be. That's a really good question. But yeah, really something to hear his story and to hear him talk so yeah, it's a really cool thing.
Now the bit about Texas and the attorney general there and all that, we went to break, weren't able to finish it. Is the Texas AG Paxton keeping the audits intact there? Revealing the truth about what actually went on, and there's a lot of nonsensical things that took place at the expense of Donald Trump and losing a bunch of votes because of the hanky panky stuff that was going on. Correct?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is when it comes to Texas and it comes to voting and it comes to all of that, you notice that they didn't go back and redo their election. Like they could have if they'd wanted, because they believe that they got it just about right, except for maybe some things that were going on down there in the border down there in South Texas.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. But, you know, again, overall, you know, all these things were just told to us that, you know, there's nothing to see here, move along. But the American people value the truth, you know, above all else, I think. And again, it's interesting how any question whatsoever about voter fraud simply became, you're a crackpot. You can't ask that kind of question. Don't you see that Joe Biden has, you know, clearly got 80 million votes and on it went. And
well,
maybe he did. If he did, fine. But
yesterday, I'm listening to Mike Gallagher as I'm driving around doing what I had to do. I had a couple of places I had to be in the morning. Like I said, I went to the specialist yesterday about my ankle and my foot and leg. And a guy calls up and says, well, you know, Joe Biden got 85 million votes, and there's no doubt that he got that many votes because people believed him and they didn't believe Donald Trump and this. And he went on, and Gallagher let him talk a little bit, and then he opened up.
Oh, really?
He opened up. It was like, head for the hills now. Here it comes.
Well, exactly. And again.
And by the way, Joe Biden did not get 85 million votes.
Yeah,
where's that coming from?
Well, but again, it's the same thing. It's how many illegal immigrants are there in the United States?
Well, about 30 million.
Well, right, but the
and we
media,
keep hearing it's 10 or 11 or 12.
It's 11
no, it's
million,
not. No, it's not.
Yeah, and it's been 11 million for like 10 years or
no,
something.
No, 30 years.
Yeah, it's whatever. It never changes. See, there's a acceptable answer to that question, right? And so, but if you question it, then it becomes this bigger problem, and you have to be called a crackpot or something. It's just crazy. But the American people who are going to work every day, living their lives, they want to know the real answers mm-hmm. to these questions, and yep. they just want to know the truth.
Well, I want to go back to George P. Bush that we had a conversation about yesterday, and it was brought up that he was a rhino, this, that, and the other. Well, no, he wasn't. He never was. He was in Donald Trump's corner from day one. The second that Donald Trump announced, George P. Bush was right there supporting him. Of course, he had his family chasing him and this, that, and the other, and the family, the rest of the Bushes, didn't support Trump at all. And if they did, it was only later on after he got the nomination by word only. Now, we found out that the Texas Attorney General, Mr. Paxton, has said that the election audits are going to reveal the truth. But we know why. I think George P. Bush is challenging him. Did you know that the Texas bar is investigating Attorney General Paxton over the 2020 election lawsuit?
Oh, very interesting. No, I did not know that. That's significant.
Yeah, that appears to be what brought about this challenge, because there may be something to this. Then again, there may not. I think Paxton is an upward guy. I don't believe that there's anything really bad about it, but I guess George P. saw an opportunity and an opening, and that's where he was going to go.
Yep. Well, that's how politics works most of the time. Exactly.
Yeah, and by the way, he could stay as the land commissioner, whatever the heck he is, with the land, the railroad commission, something to do with land. He could stay there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
exactly.
Who knows? Because in Texas, the railroad commission moves the trucks, moves the taxis, moves the planes. They're the ones responsible.
That's very interesting. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, a surprise jump in U.S. wages has given inflation, the debate, a new twist.
Well, exactly. I've heard some people say, well, the inflation is not bad. We need some inflation. inflation is going to be good for the economy. We're going to have an economic boom and this kind of thing.
Not when it raises the price of oil.
Well, exactly. Exactly. So there could be a perception of, well, oh, I'm making a little bit more money, or we're getting this minimum wage to this level, et cetera, et cetera. But in the long run, you're going to pay so much for everything, it's going to depress things. It's going to make things worse. Just go to the grocery store and take $50 with you to the grocery store and see how far it goes compared to, 3 months ago.
Well, I used to go to the grocery store, and I would buy sometimes as much as a month's worth of groceries, and I'd have 4 bags or 5 bags or 6 bags because it's just me, all right? And I'd have that much there for me, and I'd spend, $100, $125. Now, 2 bags, and I got $100 plus.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, imagine if you're buying for a family, buying for your little kids or something. It's a lot.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention one thing before we have to jump off here because we're coming to the bottom of the hour. Workers are quitting hotel and restaurant jobs at the highest rate on record. Why?
Well, a lot of this has to do with pay conditions and so forth. It looks like that's one of the major factors in this. You've even got employers struggling to hire people, trying to lure them back, basically. But many of them, of course, are still getting the unemployment. But then you raise the wages. Now you got to raise your prices. Now, if you raise your prices, you may not get as much business and this kind of thing. So it's just a vicious cycle, I think.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it. But gee whiz, I mean, this is unbelievable what's transpiring at the moment here. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I hear the music in my ears, so you hold that thought. And folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we continue to move along live on Living Color here on the radio in the overnight morning hours. I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will reportedly buy 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine to distribute them to other countries. The Washington Post first reported the deal that will see 200 million doses delivered in 2021 and the remaining shots delivered in the first half of next year. The doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. The White House indicated that more details about the plan would be released on Thursday. And another major company says they paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Revil $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but he ultimately made it to prevent any potential risk to their customers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. U.S. Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And by the way, you hear him on many of these same stations. Sunday nights live from 8 to 11 p.m. live on Armed American Radio. Now, that show's played at various times all around the country, just like mine is on the weekends. So check your listings for the times in your local area. Or just call up the radio station and say, hey, if you're not playing these shows, I want to hear them. So there you go. Now, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. All you got to do is go over to the website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Because GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host. Now, they can get insurance for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can also cover maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a snowmobile, maybe you got a boat or an RT or an RV. And all you got to do is either do it online at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, or get the name of your local agent and you can set up an appointment and do it that way, whichever works for you. But in any case, you will save a boatload of money. I mean a boatload of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Joe Biden was headed to the airplane to leave for Europe, and he got attacked by a cicada.
Wow. Well, I think it was more than one, was it? Was it not, I think?
There was a swarm that flew through, and he happened to be one of the ones that got picked out, and one landed on him, and it was like, here we go. But, you know, they're not harmful.
No, and you know, this is going to sound kind of gross, but he could have snacked on one, and we understand they are edible. But I'm not going to try one anytime soon. I'll tell
you
that.
Make sure you have chocolate on it.
I tried to cover them with chocolate first.
Speaking of Joe Biden, Joe plans to surrender the protections on U.S. steel and aluminum, which is not going to make our steel and aluminum industry very happy.
Well, again, you know, with President Trump, he wanted to strengthen the steel industry in this country. He wanted to strengthen workers in this country. He wanted to strengthen our energy independence in this country. And Joe Biden's and the whoever is in the, you know, the Biden regime, as it were, they're systematically undoing all of that. I mean, and yes, they're trying to spite Donald Trump and all things Trump. But in reality, though, I mean, who in their right mind would do this kind of thing unless they had some kind of, you know, a horrible agenda that they're trying to play out? It just makes no sense.
Yeah, and America Last, that policy is continuing to play along with Biden, who has revoked Trump's ban on the communist Chinese apps, TikTok and WeChat.
That's right. And again, here undoing something that President Trump, and you know, and I remember at the time, a lot of young people were like, well, why is President Trump doing that? He's making the young people mad at him now, and they're not going to vote for him, and this kind of thing. But yet President Trump was actually trying to do something that he thought was the right thing to do for the country because of the problems, and Biden's just undoing
it. Okay, and why was he picking on those two? Number one, they spy on you.
They spy on you. That's right. They come and have the connections back to China in that sense. And so, yes, exactly. So he was actually making the hard decisions that leaders have to make. And Biden, you know, evidently not looking at anything. In other words, Trump would never have made that decision unless there was compelling evidence in order to have to make that, one would think, President of the United States. And Biden certainly has access to that same kind of information, and yet doesn't seem to be justifying, as far as I know, why he would actually make that kind of reversal.
Now, I've been able to ascertain and find out through Breitbart that George Soros, who's given billions of dollars over the years to left-wing causes, those years that he did that, he paid zero income tax. And guess who was in charge across the country at that time?
Who's that?
The Democrats.
Well, that's right. Now, wait a minute. Did he not pay his fair share?
He paid more than his fair share. But what happened was the money wound up going to these left-wing groups and causes instead of going toward the income tax.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, it's good to be the Democrats then at that point.
Yeah, I suppose, but somewhere along the line it's going to catch up to him.
Yep. Well, exactly. I mean, and especially after this last go-around, you know, 2016 was such a watershed, and 2020, if for different reasons, is also a watershed. And the American people, the American voter, remembers these things, and it goes into the decision matrix that they have for the next go-around in 2022.
We can only hope, Kyle.
Yep, exactly.
We can only hope.
That's right. All right.
And, again, somebody just sent me a message here. Let's see, who's this? It's Tom. Tom's in Maryland. He's saying, Joe Manchin drove a stake into the heart of the S1 voting reform bill power grab. Yeah, he did.
He did, for sure. And again, this is again, as I was talking about, Donald Trump made a leadership decision. Well, Joe Manchin is doing something very similar here. It does take a strong person to stand up and say, look, you know, I don't agree with this. I'm not going to simply follow the pack on this. This is a significant departure from how we are supposed to conduct our elections, or the freedom, I think more importantly to say, to conduct our elections in this country. And so he may pay a real political price for it, but at the very least, he is single-handedly, you know, in a general sense, because others, I think, are following his lead, you know, making sure that this is not going through yet.
Yeah, that's all indeed true, for sure. By the way, let's see here. People are fleeing the collapsing economies of the blue states and advise those who remain to start making it better, start making better decisions on who you vote for, and you wouldn't have the problem you got going on now.
Well, that's right, because the proof's in the pudding, Captain. As you mentioned before, a lot of Democrats who have come down from, say, up in the Northeast, they've come to Florida, and they've changed parties because they don't want to have happen in their new home in Florida what happened that drove them out of their previous home up in places like New York and so forth. And I think that's very, very telling. And so that's right. People who are in the blue states, you know, absolutely have every reason to try to make sure that they change the politicians there, too.
Now, we've seen several 9-0 Supreme Court rulings lately, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Well, in a recent ruling, the Supreme Court angered the left by denying illegal immigrants the ability to become lawful permanent residents of this country, even if they'd gained temporarily protected status. Now, in this case, even though it was controversial, it's worth noting the decision was 9-0, and it was authored by, of all people, Justice Elena Kagan, an Obama appointee.
Exactly right. See, this is really significant. That particular ruling is incredibly significant, but those 9-0 decisions that have been coming down is perhaps a way for the court to show to the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, any more talk of dividing the court and packing the court and politicizing the court in that sense, we are united. We are one court. That's a very important message because they are a co-equal branch of government, and they are just not happy with being this, being manipulated.
You're right about the Democrats that have been threatening to pack the Supreme Court in order to get outcomes more to their liking, seeing the Supreme Court's institutional credibility in jeopardy from this threat. It seems likely the justices are speaking out through their decisions, quietly emphasizing that the court isn't as divided as the Democrats claim. And good for them, because the Constitution established three co-equal branches of government, and Democrats shouldn't be trying to bully anyone in the judicial branch to get outcomes they favor. Doing so is a slap in the face to the rule of law.
Absolutely. What's on stark display here, Captain, is the fact that the Democrat Party elite, they have no compunction to, as you said, bully even a co-equal branch of government. They have no compunction because it's a lust for power. They're not setting people free to live the American dream or any of this kind of stuff. It's completely the opposite, and they have the scorched earth idea, I'm sure, if they can't get their way.
Well, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And it's an AC/DC night, so we're going to have another AC/DC song up for you. So get ready to rock, because we're going to be doing that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon on deck in about 10 minutes. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that for us. Longtime Fox News reporter, and by the way, she was the first female traffic copter reporter doing so for the old Howard Stern show in New York City many years ago. Alrighty, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there when you see the big old billboard out there telling them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and then make sure you join the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. Okay, AC/DC, back with it. Get ready, we're going to rock. DC, Girls Got Rhythm. Kyle, what year was that from?
Well, Captain, that's from literally their classic landmark album, Highway to Hell. It's the from 1979. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to get started here because got to take a look at the weather out there, and I will tell you this. Fact of the matter is out there, we got some bad weather around the countryside and more coming in from the west. Now, a slow-moving system will bring additional rounds of heavy rainfall from the deep south to the middle Atlantic region, significant flash and urban flooding impacts, and rapid rises on smaller streams are likely from southeastern Arkansas into northern Mississippi, with damaging gusts and large hail expected in parts of Montana. Now, critical fire weather conditions continue through the Intermountain West, including some snow out there. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in the Pacific Northwest, we do have those systems coming in. Friday looks like the day for Seattle and Portland to start getting some rainfall there. That'll last for a few days, it looks like. But also, we have a winter weather advisory that's in the Missoula area, south of Missoula in Montana, where there's going to be wet snow above 5,000 feet there. We understand that extends into central Idaho. Wind advisory down for Idaho Falls along Interstate 15. We've also got wind advisory in central Nevada tonight. But the heat, Captain, is where it's really all coming together. All throughout Wyoming, we have heat warnings. All throughout western Colorado, still the air quality there for Denver. But all through Utah, fire weather warnings and heat coming on. Also the Las Vegas area at some places 122 degrees. Palm Springs also heat warnings in southern Arizona as well, and a wind advisory out near Santa Clarita and Lancaster in Southern California.
Wow. Okay, well, right down in Nebraska, central part of Nebraska, about a 100-mile wide stretch all the way from South Dakota on down to Kansas. You've got an excessive heat warning there. Temperatures are going to approach 100 degrees today all through that area. And then going down into the central part of Oklahoma, about a 100 to 125-mile stretch to include Oklahoma City, Tulsa, as well as I-35 down to the Texas line. You're going to have an excessive heat warning down through there. Wichita Falls on down towards Midland, excessive heat warning there. And Lubbock tonight, excessive heat warning there. Fort Stockton, California, over to El Paso, excessive heat warning there. Sounds like a broken record, doesn't it? And then, of course, going across the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, the northeastern corner of Texas, coming out of I-30, going into Arkansas, you're going to have a lot of rain to contend with, as they're looking at as much as 10 to 15 inches of rain for that area. Started raining yesterday, still raining today, and raining hard. Flood warnings and watches up for northern Louisiana, as well as the southern part of Arkansas. And then over into the northern part of Mississippi, from Jackson north, it looks like as if you're going to have a lot of rain, a lot of flooding in there. Over into the central part of Alabama, all the way to Birmingham now, Kyle. We've got rain all the way to Birmingham on I-20, so be careful what you wish for. And we've got rain and fog mixed together up in the East Coast across the mountainous areas of Maryland and West Virginia, northeastern corner of West Virginia tonight, and that's not going to make life too easy for the folks up there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night, and you have yourself a great day.
You too, Captain.
Thanks. All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. All right. That's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And make sure that you check him out and check out the different things that he's doing. Well, we did have Denise Simon on the line here. Okay, there she is. All right. Let's go back over here. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Morning.
All right. How about Joe Biden? He got attacked by a cicada yesterday, and as he was leaving the country, was that kind of a warning?
Well, actually, there was a little bit of delay, I think, in the whole trip taking off because of them.
Yeah, the press plane didn't go.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they had to keep checking the plane itself, make sure that there were no issues. But, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that. And by the way, we had our cicada season, I want to say, last year down here in Florida, I think.
Okay, I missed it.
Yeah, there were a lot of them around in my area. I remember they were in the street, they were in the grass, they were all over the place. So, but that was, you know, because I really didn't. I thought it, when I first saw them, I thought it was just a big old grasshopper with red eyes.
All right.
Funny looking red eyes, but they're a little bigger than that. All right, well, what is going on with Hunter Biden? Hashtag racist Hunter highlights the N-word scandal. He's a product of the Biden family. I realize that, but there's emails out there that are just disgusting with his display of ignorance, I guess I'll call it.
Well, yeah. there is so much in these emails. And interestingly enough, it's not the United States press that was first to report this one.
Right.
This one came from the UK media. So they can't blame the US on, you know, going after him or pinpointing this. So yeah. it's his laptop. You know, somebody might want to go back and start seeing if he's agreed to another interview so he can talk about his laptop again.
Well, the media was obsessed yesterday over rumors of Donald Trump using the N-word in something, and nobody could find it. Instead of going after what Hunter Biden was out there that they've got in living color.
Well, and you know that when domestic media virtually ignore the story,
yep,
and don't report on it at all, then you know that they are very aware of not only the UK story releasing it, but they are very aware of the laptop and and what's on there. You know that somebody over there has got a copy or is being told all the time, and they refuse to say a word.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. And the problem is somebody needs to be held to task, but we're not going to see it, I guess.
No.
All right. Now, Rand Paul, a study indicates that there's no point in vaccinating people who already had the coronavirus, according to what he's been finding out. And I found out something about that yesterday, but we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. After the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills. And then when we come back, little Dr. Grumpy. Yep, little Dr. Grumpy. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.